Hi, and welcome to Is It Dead Rock Yet? I'm Martin, and with me is Steve.
Hello, hello, hello.
And no one wants to be our friend this week, Steve, so I'm afraid it's just me and you.
Okay, so we'll get the boring stuff out of the way first. Whatever you're listening to us on, if you can, please follow and subscribe. And if you can leave us a review, please do. It helps us out quite a lot. Now, on to the episode, I guess. I've got a quiz for you, Martin. I've got a choice. You can either do a band name synonym quiz, which is where I give you a band name which is similar to an actual band name, and you have to guess the band name. Do you want an example?
Yes, please.
So the example is Anxiety at the Nightclub.
Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, brilliant. And the other quiz that I've got for you, because today's episode is Block Party, it's a British indie music trivia quiz. And I've done that because we don't really do that much about British bands. And I thought, you know what? We're doing a British indie band. Why don't we do a trivia quiz on it? It's up to you. Which one do you want to go with?
Well, I'd like the synonym one, but I think the Brit indie might be more fitting. So we'll do that one. I might do terrible on it, but I'll do that one.
It's a good choice because it's also multiple choice. So you might do pretty well.
Yes.
Okay, question one. So actually, the reason I decided to do this one was because you gave me the pop punk trivia from Mastermind, Australian Mastermind. Yeah. I was a bit disappointed with that one because you didn't do an Australian accent, but I will do a British accent for this one, okay? So, question one. Men's Needs was the first single from which band's third studio album, Men's Needs, Women's Needs, whatever? Was it A, The Cribs, B, The Futureheads, C, Little Man Tate, or D, Young Knives?
I've only heard of Cribs and Futureheads. I'm going to go C. No, D. I'm going to D.
Young Knives.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It was The Cribs, a band that you'd heard of. You've got yourself in time. Because the man's needs, a fall of greed, a fall of greed, a man's needs, a war storm needs, a man's needs. Question two. Which of these bands sung about wearing the same jeans for 4 days? Was it A, The Enemy, B, Baby Shambles, C, The View, or D, Pigeon Detectives?
The View.
That is absolutely correct. I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now. Question three. The Automatic had a hit in 2006 with the song Monster. What other two songs were released from their debut album? So I need two answers on this one, Martin. Is it A, Raoul, B, In the Morning, C, You're All I Have, or D, Recover?
So you need two of them.
Two of them.
A and D.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, Recover. And Raoul. It doesn't seem like you mean it. I don't believe that you believe it. And it feels like running with your eyes closed. If you forget what you're supposed to be, it doesn't seem...
The other two are singles from other bands, aren't they, I think? Is it In the Morning's Razor Light?
Yeah, In the Morning's Razor Light, and You're All I Have is Snow Patrol. Okay, question four. The Kaiser Chiefs hit I Predict a Riot was inspired by a nightclub and its clientele in which Yorkshire city? Was it A, Sheffield, B, York, C, Hull, or D, Leeds?
I'm going to say Leeds because they're a Leeds band.
That is absolutely correct, yeah. So when I wrote that question, I thought the answer was Selby, and it was going to be a Yorkshire town. But when I actually Googled it, I was like, oh, it's Leeds. Of course it's Leeds. And it was because someone told me that they once played in Selby and everyone in the pub kicked off. Obviously, that's a lie. Okay, question five. Which band swapped their banjo for an electric guitar on the third album, Wilder Mind? Was it A, The Kooks, B, Mumford & Sons, C, Passenger, or D, Ben Howard?
We've got B, Mumford & Sons.
That is absolutely correct. Well done, Martin. Are you doing better than you thought you would? Are you doing...
I'm doing much better than I thought, yeah.
Well done. I don't know why I'm saying well done. Question six. Which song features the following lyrics? Give me gear. Thank you, dear. Bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me, just for the hell of it. Was it A, The Pigeon Detectives, Take Her Back, B, Klaxons, Golden Scans, C, Franz Ferdinand, Michael, or D, The Fratellis, Chelsea Dagger?
The Fratellis, Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah, The Fratellis, Chelsea Dagger. Absolutely correct. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Okay, question seven, the penultimate question. Which of these bands is not from Sheffield? A, the Arctic Monkeys. B, Bring Me the Horizon. I just see what I did there. A was Arctic Monkeys, B was Bring Me the Horizon. Now, I fucked it up. C, Bromhead's Jacket, or D, Cotton Ears.
Well, A and B are definitely from Sheffield, so it's between C and D. I'll give it a punt and go for C.
That's incorrect, sorry, dude. Bromhead's Jacket are from Sheffield, and the Cotton Ears are from Manchester.
Fair enough. I've never heard of Bromhead Jackets.
Yeah, they're not a big band, and the only reason I put them in was because I searched for bands from Sheffield, and as I was searching through, there was like, you know, Def Leppard, there was like 65 Days of Static, and some other bands, and I thought, no, I'm looking for like a British indie band. And I remember a guy who we used to know used to listen to Bromhead's Jacket, so I was like, I'm going to put them on.
And so I wouldn't really class as Bring the Horizon as indie, would you?
No, but from Sheffield, and everyone knows from Sheffield.
Okay. What is it? The exception that proves the rule. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't really get that. Don't understand what
that
means.
No, I don't get it.
All right, final question. Which of these bands has the most monthly Spotify listeners right now? Is it A, The Wombats, B, Two Door Cinema Club, C, Foals, or D, Bombay Bicycle Club?
Ooh, I think it's between Foals and Bombay Bicycle Club. I'm going to go with Foals. I think they're still quite popular.
That is incorrect. Sorry, dude. In fact, Foals and Bombay Bicycle Club have got the lowest amount of listeners of those four bands. It is Two Door Cinema Club. They have 7.5 million listeners. The Wombats have 3.8 million. Foals have 3.8 million. And Bombay Bicycle Club have 2.4 million.
How do they have so many listens? Wombats released like, what, one song? I'm Moving to New York? Was that about it? I mean, obviously they've released more, but like in my head, they just fell off a cliff. So to hear that they've got 7.5 million or 3 or 4 million listeners, it's just, yeah, I just didn't expect it. I'd Alkaline Trio, I've got 800 and odd thousand. Do you know what I mean? It just blows my mind.
I guess it's like, what if you don't follow that type of music, why would you know anything about the bands? And I always think, like, well, they must just have a single on a playlist. But I don't know if that's true. I mean, maybe it is just that it is popular music. It is very, they're very pop orientated. So they're listenable. And people might just be like, you know what, I'm going to stay. Hey, I used to listen to that when I was 14 or 15. I'm going to shove it on today.
Well, obviously people are listening to it.
Same with The Killers, with all the fucking number one hits they had. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know any of their songs.
No, why would you?
Well done, Martin. You did really well there. I think you did at least, like, you know, 80% of the answers correct. And I think you was expecting to get, like, what, 20% correct?
Yeah, so when you said indie, I was quite scared. Never really a big indie kind of... Not into my indie, really. Obviously, Wombats, Cribs, Baby Shambles, all that sort of stuff I know of, but never really bothered with them. So, but yeah, it's surprising how much you sort of do remember.
Well, I'll say this. I used to hate British indie music. Like, I don't like Oasis at all. Britpop is not my thing. And the indie music that was around from the times of those bands, it just did not appeal to me at all. And recently, me and my wife, we got a playlist together that we listened to in the car. I put a load of these songs on because this is the kind of stuff she used to listen to. And actually, it's much better than I remember it being. Like, Men's Needs. I'm always singing that fucking song now.
Block Party, Silent Alarm from the year 2005. You chose this one, Steve, so it's my turn to ask the questions. So first things first, why did you choose this album?
The reason I chose this album was because I think we've always gone down for like the same genres of music on the episodes that we do. So like, especially myself, I've been doing like emo, punk, like metal. And I wanted to do something just a little bit different, maybe add a bit of variety. And I thought, what is the one band that is different to all the rest of the bands that I listened to, you know, when I was younger? And that band is Block Party. I mentioned it previously. I used to really hate British indie music, but Block Party, I didn't hate. I did at first because I was really jealous of the riffs that they had. And it used to right annoy me listening to them. But someone said to me, like, you should just listen to the album. You'll really enjoy it. It's right. It'll be right down your alley. And turns out I really enjoyed it. And Block Party are one of them bands that I've just... I did for at some point listen to them quite a lot. And then they brought out an album in, I think it was like 2010 or 2012, something like that. It was just very different. And then I kind of dropped off listening to Block Party. But I still do go back and listen to Silent Alarm and A Weekend in the City, and I really enjoy them, so that is why I chose this album.
Okay, so as standard now, you've got four categories. The categories are album, song, lyrics, or band members. So which one do you want first?
I'm going to go with songs.
Songs, okay. So, pretty standard one. What are the singles from this album?
Right, I've got to think about this. We've got Helicopter. And then... I want to say, so here we are. And Banquet. And then the last one, was it The Pioneers? And then I did see on Wikipedia there was another single. It's not on the Spotify album, but I have. Is it called 2 Years or something?
Yeah, so you've almost there. So there's one other one, which is Positive Tension, and it was a double A-sided single.
She said,
So Here We Are and Positive Tension.
Oh, I thought it was So Here We Are and Banquet.
Which is really weird. I didn't even know double A-sides were a thing, like two singles released at once. Because obviously your A-side is your single and your B-side is usually a remix of the single and then another song usually, isn't it? Or something like that. So I've never heard of two A-sides.
Yeah, I guess it's like one of them really sort of like... antiquated's not the right word, but it's like A-side and B-side because of 7-inch records. You had one song on the A-side and one song on the B-side, and then tape was very similar. You had an A-side and a B-side. But when it came to, what, like CDs and streaming, like, what is your B-side? And I guess it's just like one of them things where it's like, this song didn't make it onto the album, but we do like it, so we're just going to stick it on this single.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you got Helicopter, So Here We Are, and Positive Tension, Banquet, The Pioneers, and then yeah, it was re-released in October 2005, so I think it was released at the early 2005 originally, re-released and had a single, 2 more years on that, and I think it was re-released to coincide with like a USA tour or something like that, so I think it did Silent Lamb, went on tour around America, and they re-released it with a couple more songs on.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Well, we'll put it in now. Cool. So next question, Steve. Album, song, lyrics, or band members?
We'll go band members.
The lead singer, Kelly, had a bit of a feud with what UK band? Like, you were a hint, they're quite a big band.
I mean, I haven't seen this on any of the research I've done, so what a great question. But I'm going to say...
You've mentioned them already.
Baby Shambles.
No. It was Oasis.
Oh, you know what? I was going to fucking say Oasis, and then you said, you mentioned them already. And I thought, Pete Doherty is a bit of a prick. I bet it was him.
I mean, true. But also, yeah, you did mention Oasis earlier. So I'll read you a little bit about the Oasis feud off Wikipedia. So apologies, it'll sound like a robot, but I am going to read it verbatim. So Kelly responded critically to comments made by Liam and Noel Gallagher of Oasis in early 2007. Liam called Block Party a band off of University Challenge, which I assume is some kind of slight, I'm not sure.
Sounds like a compliment to me.
Yeah. While Noel dismissed them as indie shit, Kelly replied, "I think Oasis are the most overrated band of all time. They had a totally negative and dangerous impact upon the state of British music. They have made stupidity hip. They claim to be inspired by the Beatles, but, and this saddens me, they have failed to grasp that the Beatles were about constant change and evolution. Oasis are repetitive Luddites." Not 100% sure what a Luddite is, but I assume that's a bad thing as well.
You know what? I like Block Party a lot more now.
Mm-hmm. So also, the Oasis pulled out of headlining a festival, I think it was in France, so Kelly and the manager, Peter Hill, told everyone during Block Party set, because they were playing the same festival, and they was like, oh well, I'm guessing we're headlining now. So I won't spoil it, I'm going to have a listen for yourself.
So, rock on scene, rock on scene, Peter Hill, this is Peter Hill, our tour manager, everyone, round of applause for Peter. He just told me some very interesting news.
Je suis très désolé, mais Oasis ne marche pas.
Oh, Oasis are cancelled. Oh. So I'd like to take this moment to say, oh, that's a shame, isn't it, guys? So I guess, by default, we are headlining. I'd like to dedicate this next song to anyone that really, really wanted to see those inbred twins.
So I think it's fair to say, Steve, he really went at him on that bit, especially with the last bit.
Oh, definitely, yeah. To call him that was... That's a bit harsh, really.
There's no love lost between them.
No. I did find it weird, though, that the crowd are just, like, going, like, a bit crazy for, yeah, we're, you know, we're glad that band who are headlining, who a lot of us probably came to see and are no longer headlining.
Okay, so next one, Steve. Album, song, lyrics, or band members?
Let's go with album.
Album, very good. What number did this album reach in the UK album charts?
Was it number 4?
Very close. You get no points, but you were close. Number 3.
I'm not really doing very well in this quiz, am I?
No, well, I mean, close. In the UK, it's gone platinum selling, and it's selling, according to Wikipedia, 532,000 albums.
That's a lot of albums.
It is a lot. Right, next one, Steve. Album, songs, lyrics, or band members?
Let's do lyrics. I've not done lyrics yet.
Name the song from these lyrics. And I'm just going to read it, not in the way that it sang, just to confuse you. North to south, empty, running on bravado, as if to say, as if to say, as if to say, he doesn't like chocolate.
Is that a helicopter?
It is helicopter. Well done.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I got one right eventually. Yeah, I read online that Kelly tried to make the lyrics about, like, the mundane things in life, because he said those are the things that make us who we are. I thought, well, yeah, he's singing about some guy not liking chocolate. It's pretty mundane.
Don't get much more mundane than that. Album, songs, lyrics, or band members?
Let's go with band members.
After Silent Alarm was released, it propelled the band to fame. However, which band member continued studying English literature at university?
I want to say Kelly, because I think he studied English literature at university, but I don't know if he carried on doing it after the band had released their album. So I'm going to say Kelly, because I know he... That was a really waffly way to say it. Kelly, that's my answer.
Mm-hmm. Is that your final answer? Do you want to talk yourself out of it?
That is my final answer. That is my final answer.
You are correct. I mean, it doesn't actually say if he, like... passed, you know, he finished uni or anything like that, but he certainly carried on studying anyway. So until the release of this album, he also had kept his musical activities secret from his parents.
I was going
to
say that as a little tidbit, yeah.
But it's so funny, because in my head it's like, surprise mum, I'm in a band and I've just had a top five UK chart album, and yeah, all my singles are doing quite well as well.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy, isn't it? Like, but I bet he's got that feeling like his mum and dad would be like, oh, your band's so great. Oh, you're brilliant. And he's like, I don't believe you. All parents say that.
It depends when they start a band as well. So I'm thinking, how the fuck, you know, how is he not even, his musical activities, like, they don't even know he's in a band by the sounds of it, or kind of what they're doing. But if you're in a band at uni, you've probably got no idea. Whereas we were in a band when we were like 13 and our mum had to like drive us to each other's houses, you know, that kind of thing. So obviously they knew. But yeah, and I suppose it's not, if you aren't recorded, how are you going to show what you're doing back then? Nowadays, pretty much everyone can record or get something on Spotify and share. It's a lot easier. Also, I read about him saying he was quite nervous for singing in front of people. So that, again, kind of shows the side of him that kind of wants to, which is really odd for a main singer to be quite shy, but that's kind of his personality.
Yeah, I don't know. I think quite a lot of singers are quite shy about maybe not their personality, like, you know, being a bit more outspoken or extroverted. But I know I've listened to interviews where singers have said, like, oh yeah, I do get a bit nervous, a bit anxious about my singing. Not necessarily performing, but singing, and singing well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, anyone can sing. It's just whether you can sing well.
I thought I could sing in school, like, really well. I think we probably spoken about this before. I did a rendition of In the End by Linkin Park at a talent show. And it was at that point I realized I'm not a very good singer. But also, I remember being in like the school choir in year seven and the music teacher being like, oh, Stephen, can you just, you know,
fuck off,
shut the fuck up. Like, just stop singing so loud. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. Thinking I'm drowning everyone out here with my amazing vocals. But the truth is she was just like, will you shut up, fucking tone deaf little cunt.
I mean, that does sound like Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, album, songs, lyrics, and band members.
Let's go with album.
Album. This album was recorded in London and which other city? And I do have multiple choice if you want, unless you want to have a punt.
I'll have a punt and say Copenhagen.
Correct. Copenhagen in Denmark. And I had a quick look. I can't really work out why there was a split between London and and Copenhagen studio. The only thing I can think of is the producer worked in that studio and that's just where they did it.
Yeah, I don't know why they went to Denmark, but the studio they recorded in, I read, was like absolute dog shit. And Kelly did not want to do his vocals in there. So he didn't. I think the vibe was just not right. Like, they were saying there was like bare electrical wires and stuff, and like it was just not nice. It was dank and gross. Because you think, oh, they've gone to Copenhagen, it'll be a nice studio. But yeah, no, it was not, supposedly. So I also think Kelly, again, wanted to work on his vocals, like do some singing lessons and stuff. So they delayed doing the vocals, and that's why they did them in London. But I don't know why they went to Copenhagen. Maybe they're like, oh, this will be cool. We got some money from the studio, or like the label, sorry. And then they got there and was like, oh shit, we should have just stayed in London.
What category would you like next? Album, songs, lyrics, or band members?
Let's go with band members.
Of the four band members that recorded this album, who are the only two remaining members?
Kelly is remaining, and Russell, the guitarist, is remaining as well.
Correct. So, Gordon, I'm going to say Mokes, who plays bass and Glockenspiel, apparently, left. I mean, whether he played Glockenspiel on that album, I didn't notice it, but I'm sure he did.
No, I think it was Weekend in the City he started playing Glockenspiel.
Yeah, he started playing it in year six to year eight, so he puts that on his CV. So yeah, bass and Glockenspiel, and he left in 2015, and Matt Tong, who'd played drums, left in 2013.
I have a little tidbit if you don't have anything on
What's your tidbit?
So the reason...
Get your tidbits out.
The reason Gordon left Block Party was to join another band called Young Legionnaire. It's just weird to me. He's like, you know what, guys? This really successful band, don't want to be in it anymore. I'm going to go start another one with a guy from The Automatic.
I suppose it's like a lot of them bands split on creative distances. Ultimately, for all we know, Gordon was just told to sit down, shut up, and just play his bass and do this. And maybe he was like, no, we need more Glockenspiel. And they just weren't having it. That's the only thing I can think of, is a lot of the time is, you know, they're just not given the creative space that they want. And they think, right, well, now I've got a bit of a good rep, I can go ahead and do what I want.
Yeah, and I think Gordon was probably like, you know what, guys? I'm not going to play bass anymore. I'm just going to play Glockenspiel. And they were like, not in this fucking band, you know?
Yeah, you can do that, but not here. Fuck out of Copenhagen, you fuck. Right, you've done all band members' questions. So you've got songs, lyrics, or album?
Let's go with songs.
Okay, so out of the five singles released, which one achieved the highest position in the UK singles charts?
I don't have a clue. I'm going to go with Helicopter, because that's the one that everyone seems to know.
That is incorrect, but I would have gone that as well for definite. So the highest peaking position was So Here We Are and Positive Tension, the AA singles, that peaked at 5. You got Two More Years at number 7, Banquet at 13, The Pioneers at 18, and Helicopter at 26. So arguably their worst single, despite it reaching number 26 in the UK chart. So obviously an amazing achievement.
Yeah, I suppose it was the first single as well, and it's not like it was the first single off a third album. It was their first single. So.
Also, Helicopter peaked at number 5 in the US dance chart.
Dance chat? That is weird.
How random. You know the drill. Albums, songs, or lyrics?
Let's go with lyrics.
You did quite well in the lyrics. Okay. So finish the lyrics, and this song is Banquet. So turning away from the light, becoming adult, turning into myself.
Say it again, sorry.
So turning away from the light, becoming adult, turning into myself.
No, I can hear like the melody in my head, but I don't know the words.
So I wanted to bite, not destroy, to feel her underneath turning into light.
I was not going to get them. Not a chance.
Next one. Album, songs, or lyrics?
Let's go with album.
What number studio album is this? And I feel like you've already answered this.
It's the debut album.
Correct. And you know what the follow-up question is going to be. How many studio albums have they got, and can you name them?
How many studio albums have they got? They've got Silent Alarm, A Weekend in the City, mm-hmm. I think the third one's called Intimacy. I'm not 100% sure about that. And then they've got an album called Four. And then they've got an album called Alpha Games, which is the newest album. And I'm not sure if they have one in between then. So I'm going to go with five.
It is incorrect. It's six. Ah. And there is one in between Four and Alpha Games. It's something that you'd have been singing in the choir.
What would I have been singing in the choir? Hymns.
Correct. So yeah, so Silent Alarm from 2005, A Weekend in the City from 2007, Intimacy in 2008, Four in 2012, Hymns in 2016, and then Alpha Games, like you say, most recent one, 2022.
When did Intimacy come out again?
Intimacy came out in 2008.
Oh, Jesus. I thought it came out in 2010. Or 2012.
Yeah, no, it looked like they really... went for it. 2005 2008, they released three albums.
Bloody hell.
Took a bit of a four year break. Well deserved, obviously. And have they been on like hiatus and stuff like that before? I mean, did they sort of disappear for a little bit?
I think so, yeah. Because Kelly did a lot of solo work, didn't he?
Okay, so that's all the album questions as well. So you have got songs or lyrics?
Let's go with songs.
Songs from Silent Alarm is featured in 16 video games overall, some from a similar time of the album release, such as FIFA 2006 and Project Gotham Racing 3, but also some more recent games, such as Life is Strange 2 from 2018 and Watch Dogs Legion from 2020. The question is, what song do you think is used most in these games?
Helicopter.
Is it a helicopter? Is just your answer to everything? Is that what it is?
That is my answer to everything, yeah. Is that the right answer?
I mean... It is correct, so you do right.
It's because of that riff.
Yeah, only just. Helicopter with eight, Banquet with seven, and Positive Tension with one. I think Banquet's got quite a cool intro bit as well, so it's probably riding off that as well, really. Okay, and then last question, Steve, is lyrics. So finish the lyric, and the song is The Pioneers. So if it can be broken, then it can be fixed. If it can be fused, then it can be split.
All you need is time. All you need is time.
Nope. It is repeated, but not them words. It's all under control. It's all under control. It's all under control. It's all under control.
I think there's another part in that song where it says it's all you need is time, all you need is time, all you need is time. I could be wrong. Don't matter. Fucked it, didn't I? Absolutely fucked this quiz.
Block Party, Silent Alarm from the year 2005. An obvious choice for an episode, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to apologise to anyone that's still listening for just the atrocious attempt I had on those questions. You know, you stuck it through with me. Next time, I promise, I'll do a lot better. I hang my head in shame. I tried to do something different and it didn't work out. So, you know what? Fuck me and fuck you too.